racism and insult comedy.
The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
Yeehaw!
590 The Fan, also The Grind, heading to Houston, Texas.
You guys are going to do one show there?
We'll be joining you on Monday.
We're fine, thanks.
I'll do what
Chasey,
I can
Chasey, why
do.
Don't you come down there and do the show with me?
When are you guys going? Sunday?
I'm flying Sunday. These clowns are going tomorrow.
I don't know that I can take work off.
Do it.
God.
What do you play that card?
Good try.
Hey, you guys staying at the Magnolia Hotel?
We're at the Doubletree, which I guess is nearby is all I know.
Oh, is it really in downtown?
What about the Intercontinental? You ever heard of it?
No, but I'm sure it's a very nice. I've stayed at Intercontinentals before.
Kat thought it was like a dump. I'm like, no, those are nice. Nice
Intercontinental's a nice hotel. They hook you up. That hotel Magnolia is nice.
I like that hotel. I stayed there for opening day. I don't know why. I'm at the Doubletree. Whatever.
All right, we'll
why
call
are
the
they
Doubletree
talking about hotels?
Why are you talking hotels? We don't get to stay in hotels. We stay in motels.
They do. Campers. Time to do a little Thursday tradition. Let's talk about some Hoosiers.
A time for all the Hoosiers to call out one another.
You're right, man. There is some good gravy around here.
It's Hoosiers and Hummers on the Morning Grind.
Lewis, don't play games with these people.
National Mortgage, Hoosiers and Hummers. National Mortgage, putting your dreams within your means.
He just had a stroke, a brief stroke. Didn't work,
allow
Chasey.
See, Chasey, you hit the board. It doesn't
it took
work.
A long time.
So today is Busch Stadium, Hoosier guy. Things you observe at Busch Stadium from the various Hoosiers that hang out and you think are Hoosier. Call in 969-0590, *590 on your singular wireless, toll-free 866-326-0590.
I think you're a Hoosier if you're doing the pitching machine out near the bleachers, you know, trying to show your buddies, I got it up to 78 there. You tell Izzy to spank that, and it's like, hey.
And then he blows his arm out.
You're missing the game. Hoosier, you spent $40 to get in. You spent another $120 on beer, and now you're throwing as hard as you can to show people, look at the speed gun. Watch the game, you Hoosier.
Approved.
Got one.
What's going on, Chasey?
I am thinking about the wasted, he's probably like in his maybe early 30s, and he's wasted, stumbling, looking up at the crowd, trying to get everybody to do the wave.
Oh, very well played. That's Hall
of
Fame.
And when you don't do it,
he gets belligerent.
He gets pissed.
Yes,
I
exactly.
Hate that.
I would like to see that guy immediately taken down to the field, preferably the pitcher's mound so everybody could see him, and then executed. That's
he's
what I would like to see.
He's the guy that's got number one with his name on the back of the jersey. That's
Saint Chuck.
Speaking of number one, what if you got to do number two in like the sixth inning and you got to use those bathrooms, which are just infested with God knows what. I think
toilet
anyone
paper, put some toilet paper down.
Not enough. I think if you that's a project that requires a return to base, as Larry David put so well in one of the episodes.
Or if you're
or
if you're Frank, you just bring your microphone with you and say, I'll be back.
Oh, no.
Is that, I mean, you, I don't care how bad you got to go. You can't,
I can't
go
imagine many people are dropping deuces at
the
stadium.
Really. When you see the legs pointed outward, you know what's going on.
There could just be a situation where a guy is sitting, maybe Roland's in there sitting on somebody's lap. You know, you don't know what's going on.
Oh, I'm getting a little jealous now.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hoosiers and Hummers, 969-0590. Ron, you're on The Fan.
Yeah, Channel 2 News, after the game, there's a guy on there.
Me?
Raving about how Reggie Miller, how clutch he is.
That was brought up on my message board, yes.
In the first inning.
Was it me?
I don't think it was.
No, it was a fan. It was
a fan.
You
got
to interview the fans. It's very important to the coverage of the game.
I couldn't hear anything. All I know is Dick and Mandy came back to me at one point, and it's, you know, silent on the field an hour after the game, and I said, I feel left out. And I said, woo, sweep.
Is that what you did?
And I said, I feel better now.
I don't know what the big deal is. Reggie Miller hit that three in the third inning. That kind of changed the complexion of the game.
So they're a Hoosier if they go to the game and they don't know the name of the players.
He was drunk and he was being interviewed by one of your reporters.
And he said, Reggie Miller.
Where the hell are you going?
All right. Thank you, Ron. Hoosiers.
Chasey's leaving right in the middle of the segment, Martin.
John, you're on 590 The Fan. That's Hoosier to leave in the middle of a segment.
I asked if it was okay.
Who cares?
Like,
I got a killer on the air. It doesn't matter.
I think it's surprising.
John, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
We're doing.
I got a big Hoosier moment.
Do it.
My family and I were at Dare Night in June. It was actually the game that Scott Rowland got in the collision with Hesop Choi. And there was some 55-year-old guy, big muscle guy, kind of a WWF reject, and a pink string
leave the
tank
king
top.
Out of this.
And a pink what?
pink string tank top.
Ooh, very nice.
At Busch Stadium, just big tan guy, big gold necklaces on.
Oh, classy.
Did you get aroused at all, John? Sounds like you might.
My wife was there. I couldn't.
Oh, the old wife story.
This guy was really hot. Was the biggest problem. Why isn't he wearing cardinal red in that cute little tank top?
It didn't even have a cardinal logo on it. Then I would have been okay.
All right. Thanks, John.
You do have guys that
wife was there. Whatever. No, I'm not that guy.
I want to find out from Trevor, who offered Tim a ticket last night, who we ended up taking to the ball
game. That's right. Trevor called in yesterday and offered me a ticket to the game to go with him, and he said his spouse couldn't go. Never knew if his spouse might have been married with him in Vermont, which could change the whole meaning of spouse.
Did he just go for a cruise and find somebody to go to the game? Trevor, let us know what you did.
Yeah, call in, Trevor.
Chris, you're on Who's Hours 590 Fan.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Go ahead.
Couple.
Let's see.
The first one would be the drunk guy at the game who stacks the used beer cups inside.
Never heard
the
of that
new ones.
That's a Hoosiers and Hummers Hall of Fame.
That's a Hall of Fame. That's one of the original Hoosier observations.
Yeah, that's the Ty Cobb of this show.
Let's see. And the other one would be the guy who would wear, or just anybody who would wear the uniforms of some mediocre player that used to play for us maybe like a couple years ago, like Fernando Vina jersey or a Tatis jersey or anything like that.
Martin has a Tatis jersey. I got a Vina.
Stubby clap.
Just like any mediocre players, it's like, why? You got to get a new uniform.
No, I think that's like being European soccer guy. You're trying to be real cool
being
obscure.
Exactly right. It's a poser
I've got
move.
A Steve Mura jersey from '82.
You do have a Ty Cobb jersey, though, Mark.
No, he doesn't.
He's your favorite.
Trust me, he's got to.
Thank you, Chris. Poor Chris is calling it. Hey, they got a Hoosier segment. Yeah, what about the guys who stack cups? They're like, hey, we did that a year ago. I called LaRusso's Sunday show one day. Hey, what about, Tony, what about batting Eckstein leadoff? What do you think? Yeah,
well,
we've been.
That's why I love our fans.
Been doing that. Yeah, there's some people I think get the obscure cardinal on purpose, just for the attention.
You're right. It's like soccer poser guy.
You know,
I got a Paquette jersey. What?
What? Pokey? Carl, you're on 590 The Fan.
Good morning, guys.
Hello,
good morning,
Carl.
The other day, I went to Quick Trip as I was getting out of my car. Coming out of Quick Trip was a guy with blue jeans, suspenders on,
nice.
No shirt.
Oh yeah,
very hairy. Beer belly. Oh, it was disgusting.
It was hairy. Was it Chasey?
Oh.
Sounds like Hillbilly
terrible.
Jim from the old WWF.
Just say he's a beer vendor, too, because we were talking stadium guys. So this guy probably was on his way down, you know?
So suspenders with nothing on under. It's hairy.
Do you ever go in the service entrance to Busch?
Yes.
Where all the workers are?
It smells so damn bad.
It smells like they're storing barn animals down there.
They are?
It is very deprived. They're not, apparently.
No, they are. There's a little petting zoo off to the left.
All right. Thank you, Carl. On his way to the Quick Trip right now. Jeremy, you're on 590 The Fan.
Yeah, I got a what about the Hoosiers who stand up and try to find their friends and family that are scattered around the stadium on their cell phones?
Agreed. Very nicely done. Now, that'll happen in any ballpark. That can happen in a classy place.
You wonder, you look over like the...
Like where, Milwaukee?
Hey, they're hanging tough. The third baseline, and you think somebody's actually like getting ready to land a plane. They're flailing
the
arms.
I don't want to necessarily see those people executed like I do with the guy who wants to start the wave.
How about
I'd like to see them
number.
Tortured, perhaps.
Hey, honey, we're in section 268.
Oh, these inbreeds don't know what numbers mean.
You see me over here?
Here I am.
Wait, you did that with me when I was getting ready to do a post-game hit. You called me and you said, hey, Cat, behind you. And I look up and Martin's waving to me.
That's different.
You're a hypocrite.
That's different.
You're a Hoosier hypocrite.
I was working.
You
that's
Quinn
a different
Snyder
segment.
Must be related.
Media Hoosiers, Moosiers, that's a different day. Mike, you're on 590 The Fan.
Yeah, I got a Hoosiers and Hummers moment.
Yep.
Hey, action party last year, we all paid our $50 to that all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink crap before the game.
Yep.
We go sneak some of those trays and manage to take 36 beers into the bleachers after our time had worn out.
No, I respect that. I don't have a problem with that.
We're in the great Homer's Landing there?
Yeah.
Currently home to the media. Postseason home.
Absolutely. And apparently the Sanders scrum for a baseball.
Yes, the Sanders home run landing in media row out there. All the respected media members like Cusimano and myself sitting out there with guys from Evansville, Decatur, and little spots reserved for
Effingham,
thank you. CNBC and Good Morning America have several spots reserved.
Donald Trump had a spot out there.
In case Charles Gibson decides to fly
Charlie Gibson
in.
Was there?
Casey wanted to, he's got a seat out there. Would it be Hoosier if media members fought over that ball?
No, I would have fought for it.
Well, then you're a Hoosier. Brian, you're on 590 The Fan.
Knock that Mike Grimm out.
Brian.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
That's you.
Love the show, guys.
God bless you, John.
Ninth inning last night where, you know, everyone's giving a little tipsy in our section. Guys behind us having a few, and there's a gentleman and his 19-year-old son sitting next to us. And a little beer gets spilt. This is the ninth inning, mind you. And a fight ensues, or an argument ensues between the guys behind us and the father and son next to us. They're going back and forth about, oh, a little bit of beer, a little bit of beer. And this lady gets involved and starts telling the little kid that she's disrespecting his elders. Says, you're not educated. Then the guy turns around and says, I'm educated, and said, look at my shirt. And the kid went to the Smet.
Ooh, playing the Desmet card.
I kind of like that. I got to be honest.
Frank does that a lot.
Brian, any punches thrown?
No punches thrown, although I was about ready to show them my Vianney t-shirt I was wearing underneath my Cardinals.
Well, then that would have gone against your case.
What section was this?
284.
It's relatively
over there by the left field foul pole.
So, Martin, you're section guy. You know your sections.
I do know my sections.
So what was the deal with this old bag? How old was she?
She's probably low, mid-40s or so.
Yeah,
she kind of got involved. I think she was in the right. She was just wailing on these guys for being kind of not very gentlemanly-like when they got the beer spilled on.
Well, my motto is punch first, ask questions later.
Thanks, Brian. Eric, you're on 590 The Fan. Who's home?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's you doing?
Oh, just hanging like spaghetti. Anyway.
Thin.
Hey, that means he doesn't have a lot of girth.
Yeah. The WBOBs down there at Busch Stadium, white boys on Busch, that stack the cups after each drink.
Hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that is a staple. That has gone on for years. Will that continue at the new park? I imagine it will.
Oh, absolutely. Because it's a way for people to show how cool and tough they are by drinking.
Eric, are there a lot of white fellas at these games?
I see a few.
Trying to find a black guy at Busch Stadium is like the old Where's Waldo of 1994.
Exactly.
Unless you're looking at left field in the top of an inning.
Unless let me just ask the classic. The radio station.
What's with that?
That's the ghetto. That's the ghetto boy.
It
Why
is unbelievable.
It? Come on down. Join us at the ballpark,
There are more
Eric.
White couples at this event than there are...
At the roller rink.
Thank you.
Thanks, fellas.
You don't take a date to Yankee Stadium or the vet.
And that's why I respect Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to change my view on that. I thought they were all just meatballs from Long Island, but maybe that's the way to
don't
go.
Don't you know how many women are in the stands?
You can count
I have
them.
No problem with the women being at the game, but it's amazing that guys like take... The women of the state. It's like that's the move to take like your significant other to the game.
Because it's a fan-friendly atmosphere. It is. It's a wholesome
Yankee
atmosphere.
Yankee Stadium's fan-friendly.
Yeah. If you want a battery upside the head, it's fan-friendly.
Oliver, final Hoosier call of the day. Yes.
Oh, well, how fitting. How about that fine caliber of a gentleman standing in the restroom at Busch Stadium when the lines are really, really, really long? He just guzzles his beer, urinates in a cup, and sets it on the sink and leaves.
That actually, you've seen that take place?
Unfortunately, yes.
Cat.
Oh, God. Did you get to see his wee-wee?
Unfortunately.
Strauss just turned away.
I just kind of bent over and looked and got real close.
I know what you're saying. It's the same thing I would do when I'm in the Cardinal locker room. Oops, I accidentally peeked.
Thanks, Oliver. Hoosiers and Hummers every Thursday.
A little bit
Thursday.
Of wean peeking.
The playoffs here on 590 The Fan. It's extensive for us, the coverage, that is. Broadcasting live patios before and after every game on the march to the World Series. You can meet all the executives that work here. Come by patios. It's a big shooting match.
Slow down, Pelosi.
He's just trying to get through one of these things. Let him go.
You want me to read this slower?
No, I don't.
Want me to tell you about Speed Zone?
No, I don't.
Huh? What do you want?
No, I don't.
Just let him get through it. We'll move on.
Just jokes.
Hey, guys, down here, 590 Fan. Brought to you by...
Joe's wearing that corduroy jacket. Look, he's going to the bathroom and you can see it. It looks like a gentleman lover's
Which
jacket.
Which bathroom is he going in?
His gentleman lover gave him that.
Playoff coverage on 590 The Fan, brought to you by the Casino Queen, Ameren Uy, Maryville University, and Sports Clips. This is The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan.